gonna be a good day. That today gonna be a good day. That today gonna be a good, good day.
Into Monday, the 9th of December, second full week of the last month of the year 2013. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler in this hour, monitoring a lot of the material that has been on the air since last Friday, on the air on News Talk radio stations and the News Talk television stations, so you can get an idea of the three or four, sometimes four or five big items that are before us, before you, the storm that has moved into the Mid-Atlantic and to the East Coast, which I got trapped in as I was driving across the country. Those of you who followed me and my program last week, moving across the country from Los Angeles through Tucson into Amarillo and getting sort of stuck as I was heading up towards St. Louis. That storm had, I thought, moved enough ahead of me so that I would be behind it, but instead I was caught right in the middle of it. So in Oklahoma City, I went south to Dallas, got stuck there. Many people, Kenny, were more interested or more talking about what happened in Dallas because of the anomaly of it not snowing there usually. And there is no real snowplow presence or sander presence. They haven't had any snow, really amount of anything like this, for 14 years. So the most telling or most compelling part of it, part of the journey was going over the bridges and the overpasses that had been completely frozen. Because the day before, the storm was 80 degrees, so the ground was warm. Snow and sleet and rain and freeze. It didn't make any difference on the hard surfaces. But the overpasses, my God, I've driven a lot of bad stuff. I haven't seen this sort of thing. I think, actually, the last time I saw it, I happened to be in England when there was a snowstorm there, because it's never, even though England is way up in terms of latitude, further like Nova Scotia, when you look at the globe, because the Gulf Stream is there, it's always warm. It never freezes in England. I remember when my daughter was there and I had a place there, we used to mow the lawn in the wintertime. Because it would, 35, 40, 45 would be normal temperatures. But when it snowed one day, it really made a mess. I'm talking about a big mess. And that's the way it felt in Dallas. And so as the storm moved across the country, I went south and around into through Birmingham and up through Atlanta, and I came up the East Coast. And I was north of Baltimore yesterday morning and just left and kept ahead of the storm. So now it is over me where I am on the farm in Massachusetts. There are lots of parts of the Virginias and Washington that will experience dangerous road conditions today. A lot of airport delays. Snow is heavier in Maryland. I got about 5 inches there. Parts of Pennsylvania and Delaware, southern New Jersey, got 5-6 inches. The storm actually slowed down, and that's why I sort of caught up with it. It was a big pile up. A car hit another car, and then 50 or so cars smashed into them. One motorist was killed. Dozens of other motorists were stranded on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Morgantown yesterday because of the snowy conditions. So that's basically, I don't know that there's much more there that we can add to that. There are other things that are going on that people want to talk about, including the passing of Nelson Mandela. The South Africans, who are the most important here, there are a lot of people who are trying to make a big deal out of all of the people coming for the ceremony to pay tribute to Mr. Mandela. But the most important thing is how the South Africans are remembering him. Day of prayer, churches and mosques and synagogues and community halls across the country honoring Mr. Mandela, praising him as the father of their nation. The first black president, most people remember that, age 95, passing away last week. There is a memorial for him in Johannesburg, and a lot of foreign dignitaries will be there to pay tribute. I get a little cynical when it comes to these sorts of things, because in my experience, most of the time, my experience, my observation is that in most of these things, these guys are there to basically exercise their own egos. So Obama's going to be there with most other members of that's a very elite club, people that run and have managed to get themselves into a position of power controlling their countries. That's a small group, as is the presidency. The club being president of the United States is a small club. So anyway, there are a lot of people who have had things to say about Nelson Mandela, so I think maybe we'll get to that a little bit. The Sunday morning programs are fodder for a lot of our conversation, so we'll take excerpts from them, those television shows. 888-302-3684, anybody who has memories or comments about some of this, so left side, right side. It's amazing how this got politicized, Kenny. Much as anything else, I think I said something on Friday about how I spent a lot of time listening to a lot of talk radio as I was driving across the country, Christmas music and listening to talk. That's what I did when I wasn't on the phone. And that was most of the, I mean, I was able to get a lot of business done on the phone, but I was listening and I was appalled, frankly, at those who were taking shots. It's easy enough to take shots at Obama, don't get me wrong, but to make the, I mean, I suppose I just took a shot at him, in a sense, if you want to use that terminology, going over there. I just think all the people that go to these things, I wonder whether they're really going to pay tribute, or is it just an exercise in puffery? At any rate, what do we have? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, social media comments on the death of Nelson Mandela, Kenny?
A couple of comments. Steve says, with a heavy heart, we say goodbye to Nelson Mandela. Surely his legacy will remain a source of inspiration and courage for all people.
Well put. Very nicely put. That was that's a very constructive comment. What else do you have?
A lot of people have been posting quotes from Mandela, and this is one of the more recent ones from Tim. Quote, people must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love.
Wow, that's another great one. See, that's the kind of stuff that I think that Nelson Mandela did inspire in people, the peaceful coexistence stuff. He's compared a lot with Gandhi. And I wonder if that's appropriate. Who thinks that? Who do you compare Mandela to? Or is it appropriate to compare him to anybody? Or is it necessary? I mean, I think a lot of times, again, the popular news media tries to create stories and fabricate things and come up with nonsense. And I don't know that I think that Mandela was not about nonsense, for sure. I think some of the things that are being said about his life have trivialized it a little bit. You got anything else that you want to...
Sure, one more. Anita says she was explaining Mandela to her 3.5-year-old, and she told her son, Mandela told black and white people they could play nicely together. Mm-hmm. And the response from her son was, why did he need to? Didn't they know?
Wow. That's the three you read.
That's terrific. Yeah.
That's the best one. 888-302-3684. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday morning, 4:15.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A
light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsibly.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684. By the way, this is the anniversary of the founding of Christmas seals. For those of you who are interested in that, and still use them. Anybody still use those, Kenny? Christmas seals?
I don't know.
Yeah. I have something to think about.
I think they're still around.
Yeah, they are. Okay, let's talk some more about Mr. Mandela, or listen to some conversation about Mr. Mandela. Let's move over, Evan, to the conversation that radio host Ed Crane had. He offered up a commentary over the weekend on the good and the bad, focusing, obviously, on Nelson Mandela's life.
Generations around the globe remember Nelson Mandela as a man of peace and purpose, dignity and hope, and late in his life he was all of that and more. But somehow a part of Mandela's life seems to have been sanitized by an adoring media. We hear the story of a man who survived prison to emerge as a leader, a man of peace who would not rest until he somehow could rid South Africa of its white minority-led racist government. But how many of us know why Nelson Mandela went to prison? The reasons aren't pretty. Yes, blacks were oppressed in South Africa, and Mandela and others took it upon themselves to fight for basic human rights and equality. But their actions back in the day were, well, those of terrorists. And no matter how well-intended his mission may have been, bombings he authorized as leader of the radical African National Congress did a lot of damage and sadly killed innocent people, including women and children. He would plead guilty to more than 100 different counts of public violence. Based on that, Amnesty International refused to defend him. Later, when he was a free man and became the new president, the reformer of South Africa, Mandela refused to disband the African National Congress. In fact, tacitly supported an expansion courtesy of two of the world's most murderous thugs, Muammar Gaddafi of Libya and then Indonesian strongman Suharto. They kicked in a combined $70 million to the communist group's kitty. In fairness, Mandela helped many more than he hurt. He inspired millions around the world, and his later life he wrote about what he considered his failings. On some level, each of us is a little bit sinner and a little bit saint, so who are we to judge? Some elements of Mandela the man may be troubling. That said, it's hard for any of us who have grown up in freedom to fully understand what it's like to live in oppression. What is indisputable is that Nelson Mandela lived an exceptional, remarkable life, and will live on in history long after the rest of us are gone.
888-302-3684. So who was this man, and would you like to have shaken his hand? Mr. Mandela, I did, and thought it was pretty interesting, but what that fellow just pointed out is something that has concerned me, because the news media, again, just sort of forgets that sort of stuff, that material. 21 after on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. More on Nelson Mandela and the ceremonies, and again, the focus on not that this guy, the news media trying to make him as they do, too many people in the news media trying to make him seem like he was all good, and I'm not sure that that was true. None of us are all good, and none of us are all bad. There's a little flavor, there's a little coloring. Some of us are more good than bad. Some of us are more bad than good. So to canonize this guy, somebody called and said they thought that my comparison with Mandela and Gandhi was a good one, and I thought it was too. That's why I mentioned it. Here's from CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talking to Newt Gingrich about some of the backlash he and other Republicans have gotten over their praise of Mr. Mandela.
You wrote a Facebook page and put out a statement praising Nelson Mandela, a man that you supported very early on. You were a supporter of sanctions against South Africa for apartheid. Wrote that on your Facebook, and then were surprised by some of the reaction you got. And I'm just going to read them for folks, a couple of them. Such an amazing rewrite of history since 1962 and 1990. Newt, I thought you of all people, a historian, would be true to who this guy really was. And then from someone else, this clenched fist murdering guerrilla warrior does not deserve respect from informed Americans. What do you make of this backlash?
I was very surprised by it. And Calista had posted my statement on her Facebook page and was amazed at some of the intensity, some of whom came back 3, 4, and 5 times, repeating how strong, how angry they were. So I wrote my newsletter at Gingrich Productions on Friday. Basically, I entitled it, "What Would You Have Done?" And, you know, everybody says they love freedom. Everybody who is proud of the farmers at Lexington and Concord who stood up to the British Army. Everybody who is grateful to George Washington for 8 years in the field fighting the British Empire. Here you are. You emerge as a young man. He actually went to a Methodist school. And Mandela went on to be largely a nonviolent person.
A lawyer.
A lawyer. Tried in court. Very effectively used his role as defendant. And then you get the takeover in the late 40s by the very, very aggressively, I would say savagely, pro-apartheid party, largely Afrikaans. And all of your options are gone. I mean, you're now up against an oppressive dictatorship, which if you're African, if you're black, means that, you are going to be, in effect, in a police state. And he was one of the people who was opposed to it. Now, ironically, most of the things people complain about occurred during the 27 years he was in prison. And so I tried...
The necklace thing comes up a lot.
All of that stuff occurs while he's in jail. Now, the two points I make to people about Mandela personally are, first of all, this very long, deep commitment to freedom, which I think most of us could identify with. And second, that after 27 years in prison, he doesn't come out bitter. He doesn't come out angry. He comes out as an extraordinarily wise man who actually invites his prison guard to sit in the front row at his inauguration as president.
Do you think that this outpouring online, at least on your Facebook, and Ted Cruz also put out a very complimentary statement and saluting Nelson Mandela and got the same kind of pushback? Do you think that these are fellow conservatives? Who do you think these folks are?
Look, I think there are some people who bought a rationale that defined everybody who was in any way in rebellion against the established system in the Third World as anti-American, which I, in fact, don't think they were. I think that we, in many cases, were the symbol of what they wanted. We were the kind of country they wanted to become. But I do think there are people who have sustained this kind of mythology. And there's no question that in the 50s, Mandela moved from a nonviolent model towards being allied with the communists. And my point to conservatives is there weren't any conservative allies. I mean, Churchill allied with Stalin during World War II. And I think in a similar tradition, Mandela was desperate by that stage.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, plus Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esthetique face cream, absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Thanks for being here, 33 after the hour, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're talking about the storm a little bit that has dumped some heavy snow on the east coast of Philadelphia game yesterday. Kenny was watching them play a little, and I guess it was playing a little in all that snow, right? Was the what was the outcome of the game, though? How did the game end up? I didn't see. I don't pay much attention.
I didn't see the end.
My Eagles won 34-20. Go Eagles.
Oh, okay. Calm down, will you please, Evan? Evan says his Eagles won. Woo-hoo. All right.
But it was the snow was just it was just
snow was falling
and constant and all over the field, and they were just carrying on like usual.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do. Isn't that what football, I mean, I remember as a kid seeing lots and lots of football games that were, I mean, professional games being played in the snow, and I often, my father was a football fan, and I was just with him watching the games on occasion, and I wondered how they could play in all that. So, I mean, I'm talking about when I was very young. How do they do that, Daddy? They do it because they get paid lots of money. Although then, they didn't get paid the kind of money that they do now, and they were in more danger. Isn't it interesting, on reflection, what the circumstances of the baseball players, early baseball players, they didn't make a lot of money. Early basketball players didn't make a lot of money. Early football players didn't make. My father played professional football. He got paid $140 a game. I remember him telling, now there are all kinds of leagues, though. The New Jersey, he was in the New Jersey League. I remember that. All right, so enough waxing philosophical, back on to the influence of weather on sporting events. We're talking mostly about Nelson Mandela, at least as we've brought ourselves around to focus on what the conversation has been over the weekend. And there's a lot of back and forth. If you heard Newt Gingrich talking to Candy Crowley there about the backlash that Republicans have fed some Republicans, this is the reason the Republican Party is out of touch, out of date. When people who support Newt Gingrich, I've been a fan off and on of his philosophy. I didn't care much for him as a human being. I think he left a lot to be desired. Ted Cruz, I'm not a big fan of his philosophy. But people who have relative objectivity, making statements. This is why this country is slowing down in terms of progress. It really is. The people who think like these people, and maybe some of you are listening to this right now, and you'll want to throw something against the radio, or you want to turn it off, you know, so be it. If you're that intolerant of other people's ideas, or you take a shot at somebody like Gingrich or Ted Cruz or whoever has said something good about Mandela, you're really not very smart. I think that's really what it boils down to. I don't see that this kind of ignorance and racism, because that's really what it is. Mandela was a bad guy, and his wife was worse at some points during their lives, whether it was in the name of making changes and doing things that they felt were appropriate or whoever they were connected with. I think it's hard to take away from the end result, which was a much better South Africa. And you know, do the ends justify the means? Maybe, maybe not. But the vitriol that's come from people who have taken shots at Gingrich and Cruz and others hasn't been about that. It's just been about being racist. That's all. That really is all. The same people who don't like Obama because he's black are the ignoramuses that don't like Mandela or didn't like him because he was black. That's it. That's the bottom line. Ignoramuses. Disliking somebody because of the color of his or her skin, or disliking somebody because they are smarter than you, or disliking somebody because they have more money than you. That's all the height of ignorance. And so, under the circumstances, why would anybody pay any attention to that kind of ignorant thinking? And I, that's what really bothers me, is that the news media now, I mean, they've presented an unfair image of Mandela that was all positive and wonderful. And then they'll take the people who happen to be labeled as Republicans and or conservatives or and or members of the Tea Party or and or whatever group they're in, and then put them all together. And I say that there are not many, but they are there and they're representative. Free speech, say what you want, but expect to be called an ignoramus if you come up with feelings or you're zeroing in. And that's the thing, I guess, Kenny, the beauty of Facebook and Twitter and some of these other things. You can hide behind these statements without having to really identify yourself. And that's okay, because most of the people who would say stuff like this that wouldn't want to be identified are just cowards anyway. And I wonder what sort of input there has been. I hope that we haven't been the site where people have gone to take shots. But if they have been, I wouldn't mind reporting on it. What do we have? Anything negative on our either Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day?
I haven't seen negative. I posted that quote that we had from Mandela that I think it was Tim had posted on our Twitter page. I put it on Facebook. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love.
Yep.
And I just posted that as one of our favorite Nelson Mandela quotes. Nobody has responded to it one way or the other yet.
Yeah, right.
But we don't usually get a lot of haters.
No, a lot of people don't. Well, because I'm not real tolerant of intolerance. I'm intolerant of so I'm probably wouldn't be likely to pay much attention to it at any rate, other than say what I've just said. So let's move on. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. The death of Nelson Mandela from Face the Nation. Former White House Chief of Staff James Baker, who worked with the Reagan administration, and he was Secretary of State with Daddy Bush, talked to Schieffer about his experiences knowing Nelson Mandela.
I had the privilege of meeting with Nelson Mandela in Namibia on the occasion of Namibian Independence Day, three short weeks after he had been released from prison. And I have to tell you that I was really amazed at the soft-spokenness of this man, at the conviction of this man, at the dignity of this man. He had an enduring and endearing presence of dignity that I don't think I've ever seen on any other person. And I just have always felt that this was an extraordinarily beautiful human being who became, of course, an icon of freedom, of human rights, and of reconciliation. How many people forgive their captors when they've been kept in prison for 27 years? And as Maya Angelou said, had it not been for Nelson Mandela, there would have been blood flowing in the streets when apartheid ended in South Africa. But because of Nelson Mandela, apartheid ended peacefully.
Now, that was after you became Secretary of State, when you met with him, and by that time George H.W. Bush was president. Why do you think it took so long for them to take Nelson Mandela off the terrorist watch list? I mean, they had to get a waiver for him to come into this country. I think he finally wasn't taken off until, what, 2008?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, Bob. I really don't. I don't remember, frankly, all the facts regarding that. He did come. He came, I thought, before 2008 and made one visit.
He did. But
I know this.
They had to do a waiver to get him into the country.
Well, that's probably correct. I do know this. He came to my institute. The institute that was named for me at Rice University in Houston, Texas, in 1999, and just to give you a sense of the greatness of this man, a 12-year-old boy asked him after his presentation, "How do you want to be remembered, Mr. Mandela? Everyone talks about how you're almost a saint," and Mandela said, "Son," he said, "I'm no saint." I'm not an angel," he said. "In fact, I'm no saint unless you consider a saint to be a sinner who keeps on trying."
Pretty poignant, huh? 888-302-3684. Okay, one more of these events from a talk radio program yesterday, and then we're going to move on we'll spend a little time on that fast food strike last week and maybe a few minutes on Obamacare. Here's radio host Don Russell talking to political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts about the legacy that Mandela leaves behind.
You know, when you have people like former President Clinton and former President George H.W. or George W. Bush, along with the sitting president, all going to the funeral, you know, more than just a world leader has died, or a former world leader has died. I mean, a person who takes on iconic status, and those are not my words. My producer, Chris, and I were talking about it before we came on the air this morning. And that's pretty much where Nelson Mandela falls. As like Clinton said a couple of days ago, he's in the stratosphere there with Gandhi.
Well, and he only held public office for 4 years. I mean, we have professional politicians in this country, and, you know, I think iconic is the word, and I think just someone that people have grown up, you know, many children without having any idea who he was, but associate him with peace even more so because, and maybe not even more so, but it wasn't motivated from a religious conviction so much as it was a philosophical one, and that he did something that people thought was unthinkable.
And the thing is that there are so few statesmen or stateswomen around these days that when you do finally run across one, it really stands out from the crowd and deserves recognition.
Well, and I think, you know, it was, I can't, this morning, I can't think of someone that's, you know, of course, currently in political arenas today, and maybe that's it, political arenas, and this was more of a peacekeeping.
Yeah, I think that's correct. 888-302-3684. All right, let's end the discussion by wondering, first of all, if they are all going over on Air Force One, President Obama, President Clinton, President Bush, are they all riding together? It would seem that would be the appropriate thing to have happen. And if they do, how do they spend their time, the three of them, together on the plane? I'm speculating that they would all ride over on the same plane. I mean, why wouldn't they? But then what do they talk about? Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall for that conversation, right? 888-302-3684, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Details of the conversational items that are around as the day begins. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus now on that fast food strike last week and what it brought about. A focus again on the minimum wage and what that does on this week with George Stephanopoulos here talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and Senator Rob Portman of Ohio about the strike and the debate over what happens when you raise the minimum wage.
We saw those protests this week in more than 100 American cities calling for a living wage. And Senator Durbin, let me begin with you. We know that there's deep divisions on this in the Congress right now. If it's unlikely that you're going to see a major increase in the minimum wage right now in this Congress, should companies like McDonald's, headquartered in your own state, do more on their own?
Yes. And I'll tell you, George, you can remember, because you were on Capitol Hill, there was a time when raising the minimum wage was a bipartisan issue. And we did it regularly to protect those hardworking Americans who couldn't keep up with the expenses of life. Now it's become a partisan issue. The same can be said when it comes to food stamps. Think about all the people working now with wages so low that they qualify for a helping hand to put food on the table. That was the number one thing on the agenda of House Republicans to cut dramatically. We've got to have a bipartisan consensus that people that go to work every day and want to go to work every day get a helping hand so that they don't have to live paycheck to paycheck.
What about that, Senator Portman? You can't raise a family on the minimum wage, that's for sure. You can't even get above the poverty line for a family of two. Why not raise it?
Well, because of the concern about jobs. Dick's right. In the past, some of us have voted to raise the minimum wage, and I think Republicans as a whole agree there ought to be a minimum wage and it ought to be fair. But we're very concerned about jobs. That's the key right now. How do you get people to work? If you want to deal with income inequality, the number one way to do it is to get people to work. That's what all the statistics show. About 2% of Americans get paid the minimum wage. of that group, by the way, less than 0.3% of Americans are both under poverty, under the line of poverty, and on minimum wage. So it's a lot of young people. About 50% of them are between 16 and 24 years old. For a lot of them, it's a part-time job. So what you don't want to do is raise the minimum wage to the point that you're actually losing jobs. By the way, a lot of people have expressed this concern who might surprise you. Christina Romer, former head of the Council of Economic Advisors for President Obama, has raised this concern.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. It's Monday the 9th of December. I thought probably we ought to spend a moment or two acknowledging the good things that are done on the air, on the radio, for Christmas events, for Christmas fundraisers. A couple of different examples. Here is the morning show hosted by a couple named Chaz and AJ. Raised $90,000 Friday in their 10th annual toy drive in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Pretty cool, right? 90 grand? I think that's something to be noted.
Yeah.
Here's in Cairo, or at Cairo Radio in Seattle, an organization working with a radio station raised $489,000 last week during their 25th annual Holiday Magic Radiothon. That's something to be noted, right? Let's see here. A radio station in Nashville, WKDF, and I guess this is a group of stations owned by the same company, are building a toy field for the Salvation Army Forgotten Angel program. According to the Salvation Army website, several hundred of the angels are going to get special treatment. The Forgotten Angel Shop provides gifts for children who are orphans, or they don't have parents, they don't have families, that sort of thing. And let's see here. Another group yesterday raised some money for a police officer, his family. He was killed in the line of duty, raised $6,000 for his family yesterday in an event. So I just picked three or four different things that were happening that I thought were representative of the good work that a lot of radio stations are doing at this time of year, especially. We're back to the reality of conversation about Obamacare. the Affordable Care Act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which still has a long way to go to be accepted and have people feel good about it. Here from Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace talked to healthcare analyst Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel about the improved healthcare.gov website.
The White House says the healthcare.gov website is dramatically improved, but does that mean Obamacare is now out of the woods? Since the relaunch a week ago of the website, enrollment numbers are up sharply. That's the good news. But the administration says that the website is still sending erroneous messages or incomplete information to insurers, about 1 in 10 people who think they have signed up. Isn't a 10% error rate still a serious problem?
Well, as I understand it, they're working very hard on those so-called 834 forms. And second of all, they're working with the insurers to clean up that information. And they did push that a little further down, which they have time to do because they don't need to get the information to them for another few weeks. And they're both working really hard to solve that problem. In addition, they identified one bug that seemed to be causing a large portion.
But it's still a problem, would you agree, a 10% error rate?
Look, they're solving problems. In October, you said they couldn't solve the problem of signing up. They have gone a long way to solving
that.
They've gone a long way to solving that problem.
Dr. Azik
and now, Dr. Emanuel. Now they decidedly put this second, and they're addressing it.
Okay, but let me make the point. I never said that they couldn't fix it. I'm just simply pointing out it isn't fixed and there's still a 10% error rate. Let's get into that, because you talked about the fact that the government sends nightly 834 forms, enrollment forms, to the insurers, which tell them how many people have signed up, who they are, all the information. But it turns out that some people are just left off entirely. That's called an orphan report. Isn't it certainly a real possibility that thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people who think they've signed up, these so-called orphans, may end up on January 1st not having coverage?
Well, it's an interesting issue. When we did the Medicare Part D under President Bush, that was the drug benefit for seniors, there were a lot of seniors who were left out and actually didn't get their drug refills, and there were millions of people at that had problems during that switchover. These are large switchovers, and the government has said, and I believe Medicare has said, it's very important to call the insurance company you have to verify that you have. In addition, in this case, they're sending out information with cards so people know whether they're covered or not. I think they're working diligently, both the insurers and the government, to make sure that people don't find themselves on January 1st or January 2nd without coverage. Look, that's an important thing, and everyone is trying to work together to solve the problem. We're trying to make this thing work. Is there going to be no glitches? I don't think anyone has that unrealistic expectation. I know that when I got my iPhone, there were lots of glitches. They sent updates for that. This happens with large-scale enrollments of millions of people. But I think there's a diligent effort now on everyone's part to reduce the chance of people being left off.
Chargers 37, Giants 14. Giants eliminated from the playoff race. That's the end of that. And the end of this hour, 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.